Recorded books and one-click digital present The Forsaken by Ace Atkins, narrated by Brian D'Arcy James and directed by Kathleen Gormley. The author opens with two epigraphs. The first is a quote from The Oxbow Incident by Walter Van Tilburg Clark. Most men are more afraid of being thought cowards than of anything else, and a lot more afraid of being thought physical cowards than moral ones. The second quote that begins this novel is Rogers Ranger's Standing Order, number 17. If somebody's trailing you, make a circle, come back onto your own tracks, and ambush the folks that aim to ambush you. And now, The Forsaken.
July 4th, 1977. After Diane Tull caught her boyfriend in the back of his cherry red Trans Am making out with some slut from Eupora, she told Lori she didn't give a damn about the fireworks. Jimmy had run up after her, right in front of everyone and God, grabbed her elbow, and said she didn't see what she thought she saw. And Diane stopped walking, put her hands to the top of her flared lees, wearing a thin yellow halter and clogs, big hoop earrings, and Dr. Pepper-flavored lipstick. She wanted Jimmy to see what he was missing, just because a six-pack of Coors had clouded his brain and he jumped at the cheapest tail he could find on the Jericho Square. "I'm sorry," he said. "I swear, she just crawled on top of me." "Here, would you hold something for me?" Diane said. Jimmy smiled and nodded. Diane shot him her middle finger.